Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the first episode of the What We Said podcast of 2024.
Wow.
Wowzers. I can remember back in the day us going, wow, it's the year 2020. That's 4 years ago now.
That's wild.
Well, happy new year, everybody. We're 2 days in. Hope you guys are feeling the pressure.
You guys are already on your goals, on your grind.
Hope you woke up at 5 a.m. went to go have a workout and journaled.
No, we wanted to do kind of a more casual, chill episode for our first of the year. It's the first of the month.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Don't forget to do that TikTok.
Don't forget. You know, to kind of ease us in. And next week, we'll be back in more real time with like more actual updates from how our holiday season was and kind of our vibe for the new year, all of that. But we're starting off with a more casual, chill stories episode. So we're going to read about your worst proposals of all time and also your best proposals.
Best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my brother, okay, I can say this because we're recording this earlier, obviously, and my brother is planning on proposing to his girlfriend soon. Before this episode goes up, we should know. So if this is cut out,
no
one will know. She said no. But if it's left in, hopefully she said yes. Hopefully they're happily engaged and that'll be very exciting.
That's perfect time.
Getting a new sister-in-law.
Proposal episode.
Mm-hmm. And next week, maybe I can give an update on how it went again, if she said yes, which hopefully she does.
If you're listening to this, she probably said yes. So exciting. Proposals are just
so fun.
So magical, so fun. If they go according to plan.
Yeah.
I watched the most shocking show that I wanted to ask you if you've seen. Have you seen the Twin Flames documentary?
I've seen things about it, but I haven't watched it yet.
It is beyond
really
my comprehension. Yeah. I watched it. It's only 3 episodes, so it's kind of a fast watch.
On Netflix?
Yes. I think Netflix. It's basically a documentary about this cult, essentially, started by this couple, and it's called Twin Flames Universe. And the whole point of it is that they apparently have this gift to tell you who your twin flame is.
Okay.
And so someone will come into the group like desperate to find love, be like, I met this person. How a lot of people come to the group is like they will Google, they're like, I have a connection with someone I can't explain, and then twin flame will come up. It's like, oh, that could be your twin flame. But then their cult or their group is called Twin Flames Universe.
Interesting.
So they'll click on it and then it'll be like, think you found your twin flame. Like, we will, you know, whatever, like coach you and talk to you about it. And anyway, I don't exactly know how they like rope people in, but a lot of these people that enter the group are vulnerable, kind of in a vulnerable position where they want to be in love or they think they are in love with someone. And basically someone will come into the group and be like, this guy I work with, like, I feel this connection with him, but I haven't told him. And the guy, like what's it called? Like the leader, essentially, of the cult will be like, that, if you feel that way, that is your twin flame. Like, so you need to stop at nothing, like, to basically be with this person. So all sorts of people will be like, oh, I met this guy. We went on one date. I think he's my twin flame, but he's not as interested, but he is, like, I'm obsessed with him and whatever. And they will encourage them, be like, you will stop at nothing. Like, you need to marry them. You need to be with them. And people will literally, a girl got arrested because the guy was like, stay away from me. Like, and but the cult leader is like, no, that's just resistance. Like, you're meant to be with them. She literally got arrested because he got a restraining order against her, and she still continued to.
My gosh.
And it just goes further and further where they then change the kind of concept to where it's like, your twin flame is within the twin flame's universe. Like, once it grows and there's like hundreds of people in it, they're like,
interesting.
They're like, your twin flame is actually him in this group. And they'll pair people up.
Terrifying.
And literally, like, people will get married. Be like, okay, like, we believe you, and get married. But then they have like the worst relationships ever. The husband's like abusing them. Oh. But, and they're like, but it's the cult people are so like, we're so proud of you. And everyone in the cult is like, this is amazing. Like, you've reached harmonious Weird. Union. We're so jealous. So there's so much pressure for them to stay together, but they like don't even, they're not even in love, but they're like convincing themselves they are because they're the like,
yeah,
you know, it is insane, but it goes further and further to where at one point they convince the people, it's like, okay, your twin flames within this group, and they start pairing people up, and then they'll be like, every dynamic has a divine feminine and divine masculine, which they equate to male and female.
Mm-hmm.
But then they would pair up like two women and be like, you're twin flames. And they're like, but I'm literally straight. Like, yeah. I don't like women. And they're like, that's because you are actually a man. Like, you think you whatever.
No.
And there were two different people who fully transitioned and got top surgery.
Oh my gosh.
Because of the guy telling them, you're actually a male. And I know this because I like God told me. And they basically turn it into a religion. And people literally...
Oh my gosh, it escalated so quickly.
It is so insane. I think there were like 5 to 10 people who became trans, like changed from female to male simply because the guy was like, you're masculine, like you need to be masculine.
You're masculine.
And then like, you need to be a male. And they'd be like, okay, like we trust you. And so some people went so far as to get top surgery.
Oh my gosh.
And one of the girls, like they were like adamant. He's like, you're supposed to be a man. You're supposed to be a man. She's like, oh, I just like don't. So she came out to her mom. And a lot of them have completely cut off all ties with their family.
Do.
At this point, they have like no family left. Like their only family is in the cult, whatever. And one girl like came out to her mom, was like, I'm actually a man. And she was like, my mom was like, I support you, but is that actually how you feel? Or did they tell you that that's how you feel? And she's like, I just broke down and was like, they told me. And her mom was like, I will support you no matter what, but like, I don't want someone telling you what you are. And so then she like left the cult and stayed a girl. But she's like, they manipulate you so much to the point where you literally.
So confused.
You're so confused. You think that that's reality. I was shook.
Oh my gosh. Is that where twin flame came from? Or they just kind of took that and manipulated
for
their own?
They just took that and manipulated it for their own gain. But the craziest part is that they're still at it. They still have the group. Like, there are no crimes technically that have been committed. So they're still just in business. But like, all these moms came together for the documentary to like...
Their kids have been in the cult.
Of kids who they haven't seen their kid in 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
Because the cult person like twists their memory basically and makes them write a letter to the family that's like, I'm cutting you off. Like, you're not my family anymore.
What?
So there was a girl, she had an identical twin, and her identical twin got involved in the cult, and they haven't seen her in 3 years.
Aww.
And she like wrote them a letter and was like, you're not my family anymore. Like, stop contacting me. And they're like, what?
Wait, that's so sad.
It is so sad. So they went, the mom was like, I will never stop fighting for her. Like, I just want to see her again. Like, I just want her to like know that we still love her and care about her. And they had messaged her because her identical twin got pregnant and had a daughter. And she was like, sent her an email like of a photo of her daughter and was like, we really hope she can meet her aunt Stephanie or whatever her name was one day, like, because it's her twin.
Yeah.
And she literally replied and was like, I am not your family, never contact me again. And they're just like, she's
what?
Like,
what do they all live like in a place all together, or they just are normal functioning humans in society and they just like go there?
That was like the next step was the cult leader was like, we're buying a big property in Michigan for all of us to live together and create golden children. Like, the next posterity will be, and then all of the golden children will be each other's twin flames in the community.
Okay, that's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
So terrifying. Like, it just got crazier and crazier as the documentary went on.
Yeah.
It was just more and more jarring. I'm like, actually, after I watched it, I felt sick to my stomach. I was like, I cannot believe that this is people's reality and that they feel so like it's real and they have to follow it. Like, I was sick to my stomach. It was insane. But basically the mom of the twin who was like, my daughter is, you know, they hadn't seen her in a long time and she'd been sending those emails. They showed up to a Twin Flames Universe event that they knew was happening. And she like brought her like teddy bear that she had as a kid and was like, I just need to see her in person. But she wasn't at the event. So they literally still haven't seen her.
Wait, that's so sad. I know.
She's like, I'll never stop fighting. I'm like, that is, I'm going to sob.
Oh my gosh. New fear unlocked. Yeah. Your children getting swept up into a cult and telling you they're not your family anymore.
Can you imagine?
I'm devastated.
It is so insane. And so insane how they twist these people's minds to literally be like, to just have this whole new reality.
Marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That is insane.
Oh, the twin ended up getting married to like a trans guy. Like they saw on Facebook that she's like married to one of the people who they convinced to literally become trans.
Oh my gosh. That's wild.
And there was a photo of it or a video of it. And they're like, it literally looks like an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it was, I guess.
Yeah.
Imagine your family member.
No.
Getting an arranged marriage in a cult and being like, I'm not your family. Like, don't talk to me. You're like,
okay.
Wait, please let me help you. Like, it's so.
That's so sad.
Insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
I will not be watching.
I just gave away every bit of it. So sorry if you wanted to watch it, but it's still interesting to watch if you're interested. It is absolutely insane.
I just feel too sensitive for documentaries like that. Any documentary I see, I used to eat those up, watch them, you know, three a day if I could. Now I just, way too sensitive. It just gives me, I just need lighthearted only.
I know.
Media.
I felt like I could do that one because it wasn't like true crime, killing. I was like, oh, I can do it. But I kind of felt sick afterwards.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, that's so sickening. It's so crazy to understand that that really happens. And again, they're still at it. They're still posting.
Yeah, that's the sad part. There's no
like, oh my gosh.
Resolution.
No. Mm. Like they didn't get what was coming to them.
Dang.
Which I don't know what's coming to them, but it's like they need to be stopped. This is insane.
Oh.
I know. And they make so much money from them too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because you have to pay thousands of dollars to be involved in it. And you have to like work for them for free. Like all of it is just.
Oh, that's sad.
They'll like manipulate them into being like, this is your calling in life is to help us with the video editing. It's like, cool. AKA have a free job.
You're calling them. Video editing is your twin flame.
Literally. Me trying to find a YouTube editor. Like, this is your calling. It's so manipulative.
You were meant to do this and you have to pay me.
Literally.
My gosh.
So insane.
That is insane.
Anyway, had to talk about that because I was just shook beyond measure.
You had to get it off your chest. I get it.
I rarely see cults that are, well, I guess they did turn it basically into a religion, but like, I felt like that was a unique one because it was all about finding your twin flame, like finding your person. It was like started out as almost like coaching, like life coaching in a sense. But then it went to where they literally were like, we're a religion. We are basically God. Like God speaks through us and we
things
have this.
Get murky real quick.
Yeah. And we have this ability to, on your behalf, tell you who you are supposed to be with.
No.
It just got crazy real fast.
Just like, so you guys know, okay? I don't want any of you guys getting swept up into one of these cults. If anyone ever tells you that they are speaking to some kind of divinity on behalf of you, don't believe them.
No.
Don't believe them because
you have just as much access.
Yeah. That's like the ultimate taking away of your own intuition.
Yes.
And
taking away your power.
Yeah. Yeah. If they ever, especially telling you who to marry.
Oh my gosh. It's beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. the way car buying should be.
We are jumping in an ad to talk about Quince. We love Quince. And who doesn't love the good things in life? Even though we do enjoy a little luxury, it doesn't mean that we can always afford it. And that is why Quince is amazing. So happy we discovered Quince. Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. So they offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. So you can get like cashmere sweaters from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, cotton sweaters. I have this really, really cute white like fisherman crew neck that I absolutely love. It's this cotton sweater and it is, I get so many compliments on it from Quince. They also have home stuff, by the way, and kid stuff. So they genuinely have everything that you could possibly want. I got Case a little cashmere set from Quince as well. So soft and perfect for wintertime.
I wore a Quince little silk mini skirt, a black silk mini skirt to our Friendsgiving. It's super high quality and comfy. And I love all my stuff from Quince. They also have this woven leather bag that I've been eyeing that looks very, very expensive, but is much more affordable than a lot of the other ones, like a big tote bag kind of that I've been looking at online. So the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us, which is amazing. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/whatwesaid for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That is quince.com/whatwesaid to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/whatwesaid.
All right, singles, listen up. And singles only, okay, for this one. We are talking about Hinge, the dating app. We already know that Hinge is the best dating app there is. We asked everybody when we were on tour, the whole crowd, like, hey, what's the best dating app to be on? And everyone simultaneously said Hinge.
It was always the unanimous choice.
Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to find love in 2024 and you want to put your best foot forward and date intentionally, Hinge is for you. Hinge is the perfect dating app to use in the new year because it really allows you to go beyond the surface, express your personality, and meet people who are on the same page as you, which is always nice.
Also, you know, it's a new year, so maybe it's time to create a Hinge profile if you don't have one, or refresh your Hinge dating profile. Maybe you just need to refresh it, zhuzh it up a little bit for some new potential matches and to manifest the dating experience that you want in the new year.
Maybe you took some fire holiday photos and you need to, you know, show them off.
Yeah, a picture with the family to show that you're family oriented. You know the drill.
Holding a puppy, a baby, you know how it goes.
So update those prompts, photos, and dating intentions. Make sure they reflect who you are and what you're looking for this year. It can be as easy as updating your profile to add the Hinge prompt. This year, I really want to blank. So, you know, maybe you could say like, this year, I really want to go on an unexpected adventure.
Or this year, I really want to stop having a really nice body and face. This year, I want to stop being so perfect.
Yeah, exactly. So that they...
It's too much.
That they understand what they're getting. But, you know, if you say like, this year, I really want to go on a trip to here. Maybe that's an opportunity for them to slide in and be like, hey, I'll take you to Bora Bora. You know what I mean? It's a conversation starter. So manifest the dating experience you want this year. Download Hinge and find someone worth deleting the app for. Go check it out. Anyway, I heard there was another documentary, but...
I know which one you're going to say.
I don't...
The one about the girl who's like gray.
Gray?
Yeah, she's gray.
I have no idea.
It's like Love Has Won.
Love Has Won is the name of it. I don't know actually one thing about it.
All I know is that they sold like metallic tinctures.
I'm sorry.
And she like basically just only drank alcohol and took these tinctures and like was anorexic pretty much.
What?
And she was God, like Mother God. And she, by the time she died, she was literally gray, grayish, bluish. I've seen so much of it on TikTok.
Maybe I should
watch the whole
it.
Documentary.
Oh, really? I know nothing about it.
It's another cult. She started a cult. Yeah,
I knew it was a cult documentary. I love a cult documentary. I won't lie. Like, I love... It's so intriguing.
So fascinating.
But I don't know anything about it. I've just seen a ton of people been posting about it, saying it's crazy. So maybe I'll look into that one, but maybe not if I don't want to be sad.
Yeah. Or stressed. Anyway, should we get into these stories?
Let's get into your worst proposals of all time, and then we'll get into the best ones to end us off on a good note.
A positive
For the new year. Sorry that I just started off the new year episode talking about a horrifying cult.
Oh, it's okay.
We'll be back to...
We got
to
mix things up. People listen to self-help, you know.
True.
We got to remind them, stay humble.
True.
Okay, I'll go first. My brother-in-law thought it would be a good idea to pretend to break up with his girlfriend and then propose.
No.
So they walked around and saw the lights in Salt Lake City during Christmas. Then towards the end, he pretended to break up with her and started crying. And then he knelt down on one knee and proposed.
What? That is the worst idea.
What kind of mind F is that? Let's just say it didn't go as smoothly as he had hoped, but they are happily married now.
That is one of the worst ideas I've ever heard.
Take all boy humor out of proposals. Let me just say that now. Like, I've heard a couple of proposals where it's like fake kidnapped or something where it's like a prank. They are not a boy. They don't think little stupid things like that are funny. They don't think like being hurt or pranked is funny out. The pranks that this is going off on another tangent, but some of the pranks that I just see online are so horrible. I saw this guy and it was doing it to his wife with his child.
Oh no.
He pretended he had his child dressed up in a Spider-Man outfit and they were playing upstairs. She's like, okay, I'm going to go downstairs. And he was like filming this. And he's like, okay. He's like pretending to throw his kid around. Like,
No. I know where this is going.
And he's like, woo, like 1, 2, 3. And then he had a fake Spider-Man body double. Threw it. It's not funny.
No.
Threw it over the landing.
You're joking.
The Spider-Man body double lands on the bottom floor of like, because he threw it from the second floor. The mother shrieks. And was like, oh my gosh, like runs over to check on her child who she probably thought just died. The husband has the camera, runs down, films her. It's not him. Like this. I'm like, you just did irreversible trauma to your wife who just thought her child died.
That is thrown off the side. Not funny.
Are you mentally okay? You can never, your body will never forget that trauma.
No.
You are not okay.
Your body keeps the score. It knows. That is so bad. I've seen things like that where they're like running around with the kid on their shoulders and then they switch out for a doll and like make it hit its head. You know, have you seen that?
Yes.
Like, which is also not funny at all.
No, like drop the baby.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Oh my gosh.
Anytime you're causing trauma to somebody, like the only pranks that are funny are completely harmless and not causing trauma to people.
Yes. Causing like a shock factor, not in that way though.
Yeah. Like what? That's weird. That's crazy. Oh, it's fake. Like,
yeah.
Not any kind of harm.
That is, wow.
And honestly, it's few and far between pranks that are actually like funny and harmless.
Yeah.
Where there's no victim.
Wait, what did I just see on TikTok that was a funny prank? It was on a grandma. Oh, literally the dumbest thing ever. But she had like just got a piece of cake and they like switched it out for vegetables or something. It was so stupid. But she like went to put her fork in it and it was like carrots or something. She's like, what the hell is this?
See, that's a funny prank.
That's funny. That's harmless.
I really want to do this, and maybe we'll do it over the holidays too. I seen one where they will do it. They'll all go to a grandma's house. It's like a white elephant exchange or something. And all of the presents will be taken from the grandma's house.
Yeah, I've seen stuff
and
like
so
that.
And so every present they open, the grandma's like, I have that.
Yeah,
it's like
that's
some
so
random
funny.
Figurine or like her clock or a book or something. And then she's just so confused by like the sixth one. She's like, yes. I have that too.
That is so funny. Another funny prank, having all the husbands wear the same shirt. Like
yes.
We talked about that.
Very funny.
That's funny. It's not harming anyone. It's not literally, thinking that someone just died. That is next level.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to the next one. My husband proposed to me on a small lake and my brother went to stand on the other side of the lake to get pictures from the other end. And then someone that had passed by thought my brother was a stalker and called the cops. My lovely proposal almost ended in my brother getting arrested.
Please.
Jeez.
Well, thanks
they're
for
really
looking out.
Yeah, they're really looking out for you. A stalker.
What kind of lake is that where he can be on the complete other side of the lake and get like a good picture?
Yeah, is he using 3X on the iPhone or has a big zoom lens?
Yeah, that would look like a stalker. He just has a huge lens.
True.
He's like hiding in the bushes. That's funny.
True.
My friend got engaged near a lake. The scenery was beautiful, but she got so excited that she was jumping around and literally knocked the ring out of his hand and into the lake.
No.
They never got it back, so we had to invest in another ring. That's bad.
That's bad.
Losing the ring.
Whenever I see a proposal in like, I've seen a lot in Italy on a boat.
Oh, yeah.
I am always just terrified. They'll be like literally on the edge of the boat proposing and the boat's rocking and he's like trying to get down. I'm like, wait.
He's fumbling it. Yeah.
Yes,
no,
that
that's horrifying. So scary.
You know what I saw actually is someone said that it was a proposal in Italy and she was like, when your husband left the actual ring at home so that you didn't have to like travel abroad with it and like something wouldn't happen to it. He got a replica of it, but it was just a fake.
Yeah.
That he could actually propose to her with in Italy. I'm like, that is actually really smart.
Genius.
Then you're not traveling terrified that, you know, where is it? Mm-hmm. Did it get through customs? Whatever. It's like, okay, this can literally fall into the ocean and it doesn't matter. And we have the ring securely at home and it's, That's a really good idea.
That's genius.
If you're abroad or something, I think that that's really smart.
Yeah. And if you're doing it in some crazy location, like up on a height or something. Yeah. Or, yeah.
On a mountain.
I saw a funny TikTok of this guy who, well, I think the girl posted after they had gotten engaged. She was saying how her, or her fiance, I guess, before had like had the ring for a while and would just like hold it in the back of photos. Did you happen to see that? But they were like the funniest and like so almost obvious where he was getting risky. Like all the comments were like, he was really feeling confident near the end. She would literally be like bending over to grab something under the car and he would be like holding it over his, like her hood.
Please.
Yeah, it was funny. He was feeling risky.
I saw one where he was showing a picture of the ring, I think it was, on his phone. They were on a flight and his wife was next to him, but she was like laying back, kind of sleeping. They were on first class, so it was kind of like did you see that one?
Mm-mm.
They were kind of in separate, like, little, whatever, chambers. But their friends were on the other side and the friend was filming and the guy was showing them the ring, like a photo of it because he was going to propose. And she just like puts her head out. The wife or the fiance, well, I guess not yet, but the girlfriend's right beside him. And she like sees that they're doing something. And she like is looking like, what? And he's like holding the phone right here with the photo of the ring. And he's basically, his face just kind of like drops and he's like trying to switch the photo because he's showing them exactly what it looks like.
That's scary. That would be so nerve-wracking to be the person planning and trying to hide a proposal from your girlfriend. And you know, girls are like detectives.
Yes. Hounds.
Mm-hmm.
Asking questions 24/7, probably making their lives so difficult.
Exactly.
I know. I would be terrified to propose to someone. So much pressure.
Wait, did I say this on the podcast or did I just tell you that when I was little, I genuinely would think about how scary it would be to have to propose to a girl? Like I would literally, in my prayers, thank God that I was the girl that I didn't have to propose. Like I would be like, thank God I'm a woman. Like literally has to give birth to all these other things, have a monthly period. Like, and I was like, at least I don't have to be the one to propose.
Really? Like, why lived rent free in your mind?
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I thought that would be scary.
It is scary.
Yeah.
I would hate to do that. Okay. This is the story of how my dad proposed to his girlfriend. He first decided to go about it by doing a foot massage. Weird, I know. Okay. He proceeded to do the whole, this little piggy toe thing.
Okay.
You know where they go to the market. You know where they go to the market. Oh, okay.
I don't know where they go to the market.
Yeah, I'm like, where is the market? Then by the end of it, she found a ring on her pinky toe. Absolutely feral. When I asked him how he proposed, this is what he told me. I did not believe him at first. But when I asked his girlfriend, she said he was right and seemed to be laughing it off. Absolutely not. Please, no one propose to someone like this. This is not kindergarten. I'm surprised he didn't use a ring pop. Anyway, he loved the new pod and the new branding.
No.
That is not it.
No.
She went to the market to find a ring and it's on her pinky toe. I would actually say no. That is so bad.
No, I would say no as well. That's not okay. That's, first of all, get that off my pinky toe. Get that away from my feet. Oh my gosh.
That is not okay.
Oh no. That just tells me so much about your dad. That is so funny.
A jokester.
My boyfriend and I did long distance and I was visiting him over the Thanksgiving holiday. I was told he was working one night and I was going to look at Christmas lights at the zoo with his fam. I was an exhausted college student on break and knew I wouldn't be seeing my boyfriend until late that night since he was working. So I wore jeans, a sweater, no makeup, one braid in my greasy hair and my glasses instead of contacts. I walked out to the car with his whole family. His mom nor his sister said one word to me like, maybe put on some makeup or fix your hair. No, not one word. Well, what are they supposed to say? That's hard.
In their defense, it's like that would be come across probably rude or like, you know, you'd suspect something.
Exactly.
So they're probably like, oh, gosh.
Lo and behold, he showed up at the Christmas lights and popped the question. I felt so ugly and I was pissed.
Oh, no.
Men, please make sure that everyone gives your lady a heads up about looking semi-decent for this big moment. No, that's true. That's on his fault. That's not the mom and the sister's fault. That's on him.
That's hard, but you gotta have it.
If I was wearing an ugly outfit and my hair was like on day 5 of no wash and I was not wearing makeup, I would literally...
I would be so mad.
Sob.
Because, of course, just it's even the way you feel. It's not even like,
sure,
the picture. Yeah, it's like, no, but the way I feel is not it.
I don't like even going out to eat when I don't like look cute. I don't even feel good about that.
No.
Heaven forbid get proposed to.
Oh, man. That is just... Not the greasy hair with the braid. No, that hits home.
The glasses instead of the contacts, the flare from the camera.
Literally.
From your glasses with the camera flash.
Yikes.
Love to see it.
Well,
congrats though.
Congrats. Hope you said yes. My now husband planned a beautiful proposal 2 years ago in December. It was in a mountain town under the Christmas lights. We were young and saving money to buy a house, so instead of hiring a photographer, he invited his best friend and his fiance, one of my friends that we had known for years, to be incognito to take pictures. My husband sent them the exact spot and time to be there to get good pictures. He proposed and it was a beautiful moment, but the next day I texted the friend asking for the pictures and she said they all got deleted somehow. Huh? I asked her to look in her recently deleted and she said they weren't there. She had an iPhone, so not sure how that's possible. A couple weeks later, we heard from mutual friends that she didn't actually take any pictures at all because she didn't like me. That is mean.
Oh, I'm shook.
That is so mean.
She's not okay. She needs help. She needs therapy.
I would not do that to my worst enemy.
No, not my worst enemy.
That is so mean. Just didn't take the photos.
No photos. Not even like a bad angle. Like if you don't like them, you're like, okay, I'm not going to get the best angle of you. Like that is better than getting none at all.
That is so sad.
Oh my gosh.
They all got deleted somehow. Bye. Oh my gosh, that makes me so mad.
Yeah, they're not my recently deleted. Oh, so you either didn't take them or you deleted them and then you double deleted them. You went to your recently deleted.
There's no way that they just all disappear.
Every single photo.
Unreal. Wait, have I told, this is not a proposal story. Have I told the horrifying thing of me taking a bridal session and losing all the photos?
Maybe a long time ago.
I've probably told this on the podcast, but maybe it's been a while. When I was a photographer, my worst fear always was like losing someone's images, right? That's like, it's terrifying. And after this incident, I backed up all my images. I can't remember how I lost them, but maybe I thought I had put them on the hard drive and I didn't. And I deleted the memory card or something. And I deleted their entire bridal session. So all of the photos of her in her wedding dress and him like seeing like her their first look, him seeing her for the first time.
That's so bad.
I cannot explain to you how bad I felt. Like
I'm sure you felt sick to your stomach.
The only thing that was making me feel less bad is that I didn't lose any from their actual wedding day. Like I got, you know, all the actual moments of them getting married and everything like that. But you know, she had gotten her hair and makeup. It was like a day, but they did the bridal session a day before the wedding. So it was a completely different day that they paid to get their hair done. I have never in my life felt more like I had a pit in my stomach. I'm like, I don't even know how am I going
to tell them?
I went to Best Buy. I paid like $500 to try and get my memory card like revived or have them find. And they're like, they couldn't do anything to it.
Oh, that's so bad.
I have literally never. Oh my gosh. It was
I bet that
so
still haunts
horrible.
You when you think
oh,
about it.
It haunts me. Yeah. Like I just feel so bad about it. I'm like, I cannot believe
How
I did that.
How did they handle it?
They were so nice about it. They were like, you know, things happen. Like it's okay, whatever. But I obviously gave them a refund for that. And I think I gave them, I don't remember what I did, but I was like, I feel so bad. And from that point on, I would always triple check. I would like have them in multiple places, the photos, because I was just so traumatized by that. I was like, I can never do that again.
And
that's
memory
the worst
cards
feeling.
Are so tiny.
They're so tiny. Like you could lose it.
Yeah.
The only other time something similar happened to me was I was editing someone's wedding and the hard drive was in my, or sorry, the photos were all on the hard drive and I was editing the photos, but they were only on that hard drive. And I forgot the hard drive at a hotel. Like I left. And then when I went to where I was next, I can't remember if I was home or where I was. I couldn't find the hard drive anywhere. And I'm like,
is
all my photo. Like that is so many people's weddings. Like I was just editing a wedding and now I don't have, I was freaking out. So I called the hotel. I'm like, do you have, you know, I was in this room. I was like, that is the only place it could be. So I was finding comfort. I'm like, it has to be at that hotel because I just had it. And I was just editing from it. And basically they were like, no, like we didn't find anything in that room. And I was literally sobbing. I was like, I'm so screwed. And I called back again and I was like, can someone please go physically up to the room and check it and then check the lost and found. Like, I really need this thing. And they found it. They're like, oh, it was in the room. I was like, oh,
my gosh.
So I got it back. But that was another moment where I was like, I'm screwed. So this is your sign if you're a photographer or videographer.
Back it up.
Back up all of your images on like a cloud thing, on a hard drive. Have it in literally 2 to 3 three locations for your own peace of mind.
Oh my gosh, that's so stressful. I can't even imagine.
Especially because it's timeless
the
photos.
The biggest day
that,
of their life.
Yes, that they paid for. It's like, can you imagine if you paid for that and then they're like, oh, we lost all your wedding photos.
I would be devastated.
It's so devastating.
Devastated wedding
Absolutely
photos.
Absolutely horrible.
The bridal is better than
for
wedding,
sure. For sure. But still.
No, still.
Him seeing her for the first time, like they'll never get that back. Luckily, I...
Just making it worse for yourself.
No, it's so horrible. Luckily, I think they had video of it or something. Like, I don't know. There were things that I was trying to tell myself that made it better, but I
Yeah.
You know, that's on me. And they trust you and they pay you. Like, it was a learning experience for sure. I really was young. I was like probably 19 when that happened. And I was like, I will literally never let that happen again.
No. Oh my gosh.
So sad. Anyway, sorry for talking about that for 20 minutes.
No, that's crazy. We are going to jump into an ad to talk about Rocket Money, one of our personal favorite sponsors, because it makes us money. Well, it saves us money, which definitely, you know, with girl math means makes us money.
Exactly.
I use Rocket Money. I've been using it for a long time now, and it helps so much. Just keep everything in order. And the worst feeling ever is when you go check your bank account, which is already not a fun thing to do. And then you see that money is just flying out of there. You're like, wait, I checked 5 minutes ago. Like, where did that $20 go, or that $9.99? Where is that going? And that is what Rocket Money can help you, you know, just keep track of, is subscriptions maybe that you forgot about or paid twice for, didn't realize it. Rocket Money can also help you cancel those subscriptions, which sometimes can be tricky because you go on and you're like, wait, how do I cancel? You have to go to some random little link at the bottom of the page. Rocket Money can help you do that and just make the whole process easier and help you in this new year just get your finances tightened up.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, you can cancel it with a tap. You never have to get on the phone with customer service. Those are the worst calls and they take so long. So it's really nice that Rocket Money will literally just do all the work for you. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money will take care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions, which we absolutely love to see. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. That is rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid, rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
My dad planned to propose to my mom at a super fancy restaurant in our city. He made reservations and they got really dressed up. On the way there, though, he was so nervous my mom would say no, he got super sick. They turned around and my dad spent hours in the bathroom because his stomach was so upset.
Oh, that's really sad.
He was so sick he could barely stand. Obviously, they missed their reservations and my mom gave him one of her sweat sets to change into since all he had was a tux. After hours of being sick, my dad finally felt good enough to go into the living room and he proposed right there in my mom's way too small sweats. Luckily, she still said yes. And then they drove to Taco Bell because they had missed dinner. My mom was so excited and they went inside and showed all of the employees the ring. They still laugh about the story to this day and they wouldn't change a thing. Oh, that's cute.
Why was he so worried that she was scaring me?
It's giving the guy from Squid Games.
It is. Oh my gosh.
He was not well.
He was not okay.
That is just, wow.
It's physically ill.
I'm telling you. I had valid fears.
Oh,
that could have happened to me.
That could have been you. Good thing you were born a girl and you wanted to marry a man. Okay. Hey, ladies, my fiance proposed this October, and let me tell you, it did not go to plan. I had a feeling it was going to happen, and that day we planned to have our favorite sushi place for takeout as a picnic at our spot. When we got there, there were candles set up and a picnic blanket with champagne, so I knew it was happening. He started his speech and went to get the ring out of his backpack when he says, "Oh my gosh, I don't have the ring." In my head, I was like, "Pardon me, sir." And yes, he actually did forget the ring. He still in the moment got down on one knee and asked me to marry him. And my response was, "Go get the ring." Luckily, it was just back to the place we were staying. So he drove back there and got it and had a redo. It was such a typical move for him. So it makes for a funny story we can tell for the rest of our lives.
Go get the ring.
Oh my gosh, I don't have the ring. His stomach probably dropped into his butt. That is so bad.
That's so bad. That could happen to anyone. It's like, especially almost when there's too much pressure for something, you're double checking, triple checking.
So bad. He's like halfway into it. He's like, and that's what leads me to, oh, I don't have the ring. So bad.
He still got down one knee and asked you, said, go get the ring. I'm screaming.
Okay. Well, that was my last worst one. I have some best ones now.
I have my best ones now too.
Let's get into the positive.
My boyfriend at the time surprised me with a trip to Europe after telling me we were going to Oregon. Once we were there, he proposed in front of his castle. That's what
I'm
it says.
Sorry.
I'm sure it's supposed to be this castle.
Oh, okay. I'm like, he's literally prince. Okay.
Of his castle. No. Oh, wait. Let me finish the thing. Once we were there, he proposed in front of his castle that's been in his family since the 1800s in Scotland.
Sorry?
I said yes. And now we are married and expecting a baby next year. Well, how could you say no?
In front of his castle. Well, that's going to be a fun family to marry into.
Oh my gosh.
Generational wealth.
Literally. That's been in his family since the 1800s in Scotland. Sheesh. You are slaying life, my friend.
Wow. Thought you were going to Oregon and goes to Europe instead. That's
to his castle.
To his castle.
A literal princess.
Wow. Congrats. That's really iconic.
I wonder, is he like a duke or something too?
We can only hope.
I don't know how castles work.
I don't either.
A lord?
His castle. Wow.
That's so funny. I was like, oh, she probably meant this.
Okay. My now husband proposed to me by the waterfront in Battery Park, New York City, where we both lived at the time when we first met. He then had all our friends and family meet us at the local pub that we had our first date at to celebrate. So special.
Cute.
I love when they put in actual effort of like getting your friends and family mm-hmm. and meeting you somewhere special. It's so cute.
Yeah. The sentimental place is important.
Yes. Like, that's really sweet.
Mm-hmm. When my mom was 23, she was a school teacher for eighth grade. My dad decided to go propose to her while she was teaching class. He brought her flowers, read her a poem, and got down on one knee in front of the whole class. I'm going to cry.
That's so cute.
The principal filmed the whole thing, and it is my favorite video ever. Oh my gosh. If you're in that class, like,
that's iconic.
I remember being so involved in my sixth grade teacher's love life. Like, she was like a single 20-something year old, and she was so cute, and she would like have boyfriends and, you know, I mean, maybe not multiple, but like she would talk to us about them. And when we would just be dying for details because we're in sixth grade.
Yes.
All we want to know about is like boyfriends
and so funny.
Getting married and stuff like that. I would have pooped my pants.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. All the students were probably cheering and so excited for you too. That's so cute. Okay. My husband proposed to me in a plane as the sun was setting. At the time, he was building flight hours, so he would always rent a plane, and most of the time I'd go with him. I also usually brought my GoPro to take photos or videos, so I have the proposal on video. Shout out to Autopilot for keeping the plane steady while I said yes midair. That's so cute.
That's so cute.
That's so special.
That's fun.
That's also very just unique.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Best proposal goes to my husband, who proposed while skydiving.
Oh my gosh.
He gave me a trip to go skydiving in Las Vegas for my 21st birthday. He made a big banner that said, marry me, to put on the ground so I could see it from the air. He jumped out before me, so when I landed, he was down on one knee.
No.
Okay, that's so epic.
I will say, at the beginning of this, I was like, eh, it's giving, like, making it about him.
Yeah.
But this is iconic.
Mm-hmm. It was so sweet. And I love that he went the extra mile. Still happily married almost 14 years later. That is really cute. Yeah, it's just him doing tricks.
Yeah, like, he's like doing tricks. Has like
you're
the
just
rain.
Waiting on the ground.
You're waiting. You're like, okay.
It's like 30 minutes.
He lands on his knee. You're like, cool. No, that is really cool.
That's
wow.
super cool.
Okay. This girl I worked with and I got engaged on the same exact day, most likely even within the same hour. Both of our husbands proposed in the mountains an hour from home. Then we ran into each other at the same restaurant, both right after we got engaged. Then we ended up getting married 4 days apart and had our first babies 2 weeks apart. Now
wow.
we're good friends. Life just wanted us to have a friend that is in the exact same life stage as each other every step of the way, I guess.
Oh my gosh, cute.
Wow. Synchronicity.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. You run into the same restaurant? Like, geez.
Okay, this is my last one.
Okay.
My fiance and I started dating when we were juniors in high school. We had gone to school together since seventh grade, but it wasn't until we were made AP chemistry lab partners that we realized we had chemistry ourselves, she
Slay.
Said. Side smiley face. We dated throughout the rest of high school and did long distance from Georgia to Vermont for all 4 years of college. This past August, he came to visit me in Georgia. We were going on a date and he claimed he needed to pick up something from a family friend that was a teacher at our old high school before he went to dinner. When we got there and got out of the car to meet the teacher friend, all seemed normal until the teacher friend said it would be a minute to get the thing we needed. So we could walk down memory lane for a bit. I immediately realized what was happening and started sweating. We just nervous giggled until we walked our old route to the chemistry classroom where we start. I'm going to cry my eyes out. Where we started falling for each other. I looked in the classroom, then turned around to him on one knee.
No, that's so cute.
Oh my gosh. It's giving Nicholas Sparks. I looked in the classroom, then turned around to him on one knee. It was the sweetest and most intimate moment of just us. We went to dinner after and gushed about the proposal, our favorite times together, and what we were excited about once we got married. After dinner, he suggested we get drinks, so we went to a local brewery. We got a drink and went outside to sit. Once outside, I looked up. Okay, this man takes the cake.
This man was written by a woman.
Once outside, I looked up and realized all our family and friends, even the ones hours away and states away, oh my gosh, why am I sobbing at this, had come to surprise me for our engagement. I had no idea.
That is
so sentimental.
Sweet.
It was the best surprise ever and such an awesome day. We get married on June 8th, 2024, if y'all want to come. Honestly, at this point, yes.
That
so sweet. It's so sentimental.
If he wanted to, he would. He would make it happen. That is so cute.
I just love the like. Yeah, it's so meaningful where you know where it all got started. You guys had such a journey, so it's like fun to go back to the beginning of the journey.
That is so cute.
Aww.
Okay, this is my last
one. If you guys get divorced,
wow,
later in life, don't ever tell
us. Don't tell us. Do not write in with an update, please. We want to live in bliss.
She's like, he cheated on me.
Yeah. This is giving book talk, or like, you know, it's like a romance book. Okay. While dating, we had this totally unplanned romantic moment where we came across a canoe on a lake shore on a night with a full moon. The owner of the canoe was camping nearby and said we could take it out on the lake if we wanted to. We rowed out on a silent, moonlit lake together and it was magic. To propose to me, he went through the effort to recreate this moment by planting strangers near a lake at the same canyon with a canoe that they let us borrow. I thought it was a crazy coincidence. We rowed out to the middle of the lake and he pulled his journal out of his backpack and read me a sweet passage he had written about me.
I'm gonna cry.
When we first started dating, he got on one knee in the canoe and proposed. I said yes and we hugged. Literal fireworks started going off above us. His friends were hiding in the trees and it was definitely illegal to set off fireworks in that location. LOL. He had a friend hiding on the shore, taking photos of the whole thing as well. Can you even believe? Later, I found out he had rehearsed everything beforehand, even taking one of the guy friends out in the canoe and getting on one knee to make sure it was steady enough.
Stop
sobbing. Something about picturing that rehearsal made the whole thing even better.
Oh my gosh.
That Don't is so settle, cute. Ladies.
That is so cute.
That is so cute.
I love that.
Literally did a practice run with his friend, took out the canoe, planted strangers, had fireworks go off.
Oh, I love that.
Wow. See, I feel like everyone's, you know, I guess taste and expectations are different, but a proposal really is a once in a lifetime thing, you know? So it's like you want to make it special.
Special and catered to
the person.
Yeah, the person you're proposing to. That's the most important part because not everyone loves, you know, you have a lot of
attention on
attention,
them.
Attention, yeah.
Some people want it more intimate. Some people maybe...
Some people do want attention.
Yeah, want it to be a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So cute. What are your thoughts on proposing at a like game? Like at a basketball game. You know, like when the thing goes on you, like the...
Oh, yeah. It depends.
Like, depends on the person, I guess, yeah.
If that was like your first date or like that was the first thing you got, like it was very sentimental to you. If it's just your favorite team, I'm going to have to say no.
I would hate that personally, but I feel like
if you
had sentimental value with it,
yeah,
or something.
Like I think the ones where it's the dancer and their like partner comes out and like proposes to them in the middle of the dance,
yeah, that's
or
cute.
If it's a player, maybe like that's like something that means
for
something.
Sure.
But if it's just like a random like me and the boys love the sun, so I'm gonna propose there.
No. I don't want you proposing in front of Devin Booker. I don't want him to know I'm taken.
100. Yeah, don't. Yeah, don't actually, you know what? That's another thing. Don't propose in front of my finger in front of my crush,
please. Please.
It's like, don't propose to me at a Harry Styles concert.
No.
Don't propose to me anywhere where my celebrity crushes could be.
Yeah. I haven't seen any, like, I haven't seen that in a while, actually. But I feel like I'll see that where it's like the kiss cam will go on them or something. You know, the camera.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, and then they propose.
Yeah.
But that's risky.
That is risky, too.
You got to know 100% she's going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it. Thank you guys so much for writing in. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. It is the new year. We're excited for a new year of what we said. A whole new year of episodes.
Many more stories.
Many more stories
times.
To come. If you guys have, maybe we'll put on our Instagram, if we can remember, like, you know, if you guys have any specific things you want to hear on the podcast this year. We always love your input, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are what makes this podcast so great. But yeah, we have lots of fun, exciting ideas and fun things coming up. So stay tuned. Subscribe to our podcast on the Apple Podcast or Spotify. If you're a new listener, welcome. So happy to have you here as a part of the Valley Girl gang. And yeah, that's it. We love you guys so much. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.